With elections just around the corner, expect to see the campaigns start to heat up. The Reality Check with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat takes a closer look at a new super PAC, Political Action Committee. Nathan Eagle has that story today. Morning.
Good morning.
So tell us, new name, but maybe not new people?
That's exactly it. So the new name is All Hawaii Stand Together, which I'm guessing is named after the Liko Martin song. But it's got strong connections and ties to Pacific Resource Partnership, PRP, that big consortium of contractors that we may be familiar with from past elections all the way to 2012. They played a huge role, of course, in the mayoral race then. But Josh Magno of PRP and Stephen Mele of this big DC consulting group formed this PAC a couple weeks ago.
And so for folks who aren't familiar with what happened the last go-around, share the circumstances with PRP and I think it was Governor Cayetano.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and those, you know, who aren't familiar with Super PAC in general, these, of course, are groups that can spend unlimited amounts of money. They just can't coordinate with any of the candidates' campaigns directly. And so what they did in 2012 was PRP formed a super PAC at the time, and they ended up spending a few million dollars on the mayoral race between Governor Ben Cayetano and, of course, Kirk Caldwell. And it ended up, you know, years later in a defamation suit filed by Cayetano and fines by the Campaign Spending Commission. And that was actually just resolved last year.
And so the real concern then with these super PACs is just the amount of money they can throw at an issue or a candidate, right?
Exactly.
And then the fear is that what? There might be the potential for dirty tricks as we get closer to the actual voting day?
Well, yeah, there's the potential for dirty tricks, of course, which we saw in the 2012 race and a little bit in races thereafter. It's also just the huge influx of outside money. The Carpenters Union, which funded the PACs in the past, you know, is sitting on about $45 million in cash. So, as you know, TV ads and things like that are expensive, and if you can kind of flood the airwaves, you can certainly help whoever you're promoting or, I guess, fighting against get that message out.
So these are the construction trades, which are generally pro-rail. How do you see that working in the campaigns?
Sure. Well, the early indications that I'm seeing is that they're going to line up more behind Hanabusa, assuming they get involved in the governor's race. I've noticed that the Carpenters Union has already donated the maximum $6,000 to her campaign. They came out and endorsed her in February as well. So I'd look for them to be lining up more on that side,
okay.
Despite, of course, Governor Ige's strong support for rail.
Yeah, that's true. And so I guess voters just need to be wary of this when they see ads on TV or in the newspaper. Just to be a little bit more, critical about what the message is.
Yeah, that's true, because we won't know how much they're spending or receiving until just a couple of weeks before the primary.
Okay. All right. Good point. Thanks so much, Nathan.
Thanks for having me.
That was reporter Nathan Eagle with today's Reality Check. To read the full story, visit civilbeat.org.